And now we're going to change topics a little bit, as we always do on this show. And of course, I should mention that at 2 o'clock, Council Connections will be along. Michael will be along to do another great show. And next week, I'll be here between 12 and 3. And between 1 and 2 is our legal hour. So if you've got any questions on legal matters you'd like, can't discuss cases, but we can on bits of law, email the station between now and next Wednesday and I'll get the answers for you. And, of course, I'll be back on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. Plenty of 60s music. The old rocker will be in, and then I'll have to tone it down a bit because Greg's got Sunday night off, so I'll be doing Have a Little Faith. So that's not quite as wild as 6 to 8. But anyway, enough of the ramblings. I now have with me with Ethne and Michael from the U3A. Now, we talk to U3A very often about their programs, but they've got one coming up very shortly that we particularly want to talk about. But first of all, welcome Ethne and welcome Michael.
Thank you, Alan. It's great to be back.
It is good to be back indeed.
Good to have you back too. Now, U3A does a great job, and if we get a chance, we'll mention a couple of things about that between now and 2 o'clock. But basically, I reckon this is a great idea. So you're talking about getting organised online. I said in the last hour when I mentioned that you would be in, I said something about a lot of, particularly the older people, get sick to death of asking the grandkids how to do stuff. So tell us what you've got planned with this program, please.
Thanks, Alan. It's been a great opportunity for us to really spruik becoming comfortable with all of the technology available to us.
Yep.
For many people, it is a little bit of a concern stepping into that online space where you're phone or your iPad is chock full of apps and you don't know what they are, you don't know if they're safe, don't know how to use them. But many of them are really useful for our day-to-day activities.
Yep.
And at U3A Healesville, we're actually at the start of a program where we're moving our organisation content into Google Workspace. So that's kind of next level because it's really about organising organisation information.
Yep.
But it's still just part of that huge Google suite. And with all of these apps at our fingertips, it's just great to actually use some of them, organise some of your content, know how to share things safely, know what you're doing when you open up an app, upload content, etc.
I think that's one of the things that particularly get a lot of people concerned. They just don't know what app to open up because they hear so much dodgy stuff goes on and so much of their information is stolen, isn't it, that people need to be educated a bit so they're comfortable to open what they know should be a good app.
Correct, correct. And we already have a program through U3A Healesville called Digital Literacy, and John Pascoe has been behind that one, and he's formed a great relationship.
Hello, John Pascoe.
Yep. Formed a great relationship with Healesville Library, in particular Katie Gatwood, who does their IT support work at the library. So she's been a beautiful resource for us. She's come and she's chatted to us. Our members go to the library and get IT support. So we've got that really good relationship. So it's been part of our message anyway to become skilled up in the digital space, to be confident, to be aware of scams, all of those things. But this particular event helps us to actually have conversations with people outside of U3A Healesville.
Yep.
So on the 26th of October, which is a Sunday, starting at 10:30 a.m., at Healesville Senior Citizens Club, so right here in Healesville. It's a free event. It's open to everybody. It doesn't matter what age you are. But Katie Gatwood will come and she'll kick off the event by just showing us what's already on our phones, what's already there in our, on our iPads, and then get that conversation started.
I'm surprised how many people, when they open up their phone, if you happen to be talking to them and you say, what's that for? They say, oh, I don't know. What's that for? Oh, I don't know. Never open them.
Exactly. And there's so many. There are so many built-in apps. And we know that some people are Apple users and some are Android users. If you're an Apple user, you can still use the Google apps. But, you know, so many people use Android phones.
Yep.
And it's there. It's already literally at your fingertips.
And one thing that I know that is sort of changing things a bit, I mean, and I'm not having a go at anybody here, but a lot of the banks are going to move online.
Correct.
So they won't have the branches that, that were. So, unfortunately, even if you don't want to get involved, in some of those instances, you just have to be. Otherwise, you won't even be able to do some of the basic things.
Correct. So it's not just banking. It's things like MyGov. So yep. Everyone at some point is going to have to connect with MyGov. So if you don't have it set up in your phone, if you don't feel confident to use it, if you don't know when, you know, you'll get messages, if that's a safe message from MyGov, is it a scam, all of those things. So we are being forced. So technology itself is forcing our own hand and changing our behaviour. So it's best to really learn enough so that you can function really well, feel safe, feel in control. But to have an event actually makes it a lovely community conversation. So it means that, you know, we obviously want our U3A members to come along, but we're making this open to the whole community free of charge so we can have those conversations. We can sit and, you know, talk about our experiences. Katie will be available for a little while to chat to people. She's, you know, she's very generous and terrific at what she does. And she will hang around for a little bit and, you know, answer, you know, common questions, sort of, you know, common concerns or pitfalls. So we really want to make it accessible. We don't want to overload people, so please don't think it's going to be a heavy technical session.
Otherwise, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. So really light touch, useful information, conversation afterwards, and hopefully get people really more proactive about, you know, using their phone.
Look, I've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more, and I'm keen to talk to Michael.
On the road again, I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen, but as you probably heard, I suffered a massive cramp and I thought I'd hit the play button to play music, but didn't work. But anyway, we're back on air now. Everything's right. Michael,
yes,
we've
sir.
Got you in. You've just sat there and done nothing so far.
That's
Esna's
right.
Esna's done all the work.
Yep.
Now, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I think just a reminder about the Get Organised Online. It's the 26th of October. There's some details on our website as well.
Yep, which we will hand out for sure. Five to two.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But we've got our theatre production coming up, and I know that you're very, very interested in what happens in our theatre production.
Always interested in the in extravaganza.
Yeah.
When is it?
It's going to be on the 23rd, Sunday the 23rd, Sunday the 30th of November this year at the Memo here in Healesville.
Yep.
So two performances only, so get in while you can.
Yeah, and what's the timing?
Timing?
Yep. What time?
2 o'clock in the afternoon. We've got to get home early. You know?
And tell me a bit about the theme of it this time.
Well, we're heading on down to Texas.
Yeah. Is it for the whole show? Because sometimes you have a part and then it changes at the interval, doesn't it?
Well, actually, no, it doesn't. This time it's the whole show goes right through with the same theme. So theoretically, we're making a movie and it's a Western.
So that's... Tell me, is George and his ukuleles there?
No, his ukulele will not be there.
bad luck, George.
That is bad luck for George, but I could bring mine along.
No.
Okay, fine, I won't. I've offered already, actually, and they did say no.
Did they?
They did, yes.
I wonder why.
But even so, there'll be lots of fun and laughter going on there. We've got some great songs to sing and some terrific... some terrific acting is going to be there as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we're importing talent from somewhere. But
I'm not touching that.
No, it's fine indeed. But we'd love to have people come along to that. It is a great show and a great fun event for people. Just come along and have a laugh.
Give us those dates again, please.
Yes, certainly. Sunday the 23rd of November, Sunday the 30th of November from 2 p.m. You get your tickets through the memo or on the Yarra Rangers Council's Culture Tracks website.
I could say something about culture, but I won't touch that.
Okay. We'll stick with that. So anyway, it's going to be great. We're looking forward to that as well.
So plenty of... it's always bright. I've got to always say. I've been to a few of them, and it's always good fun and a very bright afternoon.
Oh, yeah. And look, we have a great time with the people on the stage, but the people in the audience are really what makes it tick.
Tell me, Michael, and I know I always pick on this, I'm taking this as a serious question today.
Uh-oh.
What made you get involved with the ukulele?
Well, you might recall last time it came down to a very simple question. I'd been trying to learn guitar since I was about 18.
Yep.
And
they're very difficult. I try.
They can be. They can be very difficult indeed. But I think one of the most important things is to keep picking it up, which is one thing I didn't do. But I got to the stage of thinking, well, am I ever going to get any better with it?
Yep.
And I came across a video on YouTube of a guy called Jake Shimabukuro. He's a Hawaiian guy, and he is just brilliant.
On the guitar?
On the ukulele.
So you've changed from the guitar now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, what this guy can do on a ukulele is amazing. And it's four fingers and four strings, which is a lot better than trying to get four fingers into six strings.
Yep.
And so that's basically how it started for me.
Right.
And then I've been with the Uke group here, the Uke Believers, as we call ourselves now, for about 3.5 years now.
And you've got a couple of ukuleles, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I sort of have that ukulele acquisition syndrome.
I was going to say, it's all coming back now. If I remember rightly, you've got a few more than what you really need.
as somebody once said to me, why have 12 when 13 can do? But there's always room for one more.
See, we had a presenter here named Rob Jordan many years ago, who died a few years ago, and he was a great collector of guitars.
Mm.
And he'd say to me, I'm never going to buy another guitar. I've got about 20. Then he'd say to me, oh, look what I bought the other day. And I'd say, you said you'd never buy them.
Exactly.
No, he said, when you see one, you've just got to buy it.
Well, it's sometimes true in that respect. That's a thing called GAS, as in guitar acquisition syndrome. It is a well-known disease that guitarists suffer from.
So how does your wife think this ukulele syndrome works?
It doesn't work for her at all.
And she doesn't know how many times you've had this affliction? Oh.
Well, no, she's known about the last four or five that I've got, especially the last one I got was only just a few weeks ago, actually. I got myself a full solid-body electric ukulele. And if you
know... electric? Yeah. I didn't know they had electric
Yeah, they do. I've got plenty of acoustic ones that you still plug into an amp, but an electric ukulele is purely made, and it's made in the same style and shape of a guitar, as if, so you look at it and you just think it's a really, really, really small guitar.
Do you?
Yeah.
didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, it sounds terrific too.
Anyway, we've got off the track.
We have.
I'm going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And we're going to come back and talk more about the U3A, not the guitars or ukuleles.
You're concerned about my happiness, and all the thought you've given me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worrying about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with an echo 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me in tales pretending I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here, I'm having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with an echo 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with an echo 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've a thing to do. Don't tell me I've a thing to do.
And now we got off track a bit, Michael and I did. We got to talk about ukuleles, and that's not what we're here to talk about. But we're here to talk about U3A. And again, look, we're going to mention this great idea or the great programs coming up on Sunday, because we really want to push that forward. And we are, as far as I can see, one of the most connected ages of basically the universe. But a lot of people, particularly in the older age group, are really frightened to use it. So I think it's great that. So, Ethna, if you can just run it through us again, and then we'll talk a little bit more about U3A.
Fantastic. Thank you, Alan. So, again, the event is called Get Organised Online with Google. And we're not spruiking Google for its own sake. I certainly don't have any shares in Google, so there's, you know, no kickback for me. But because it's there, it's ubiquitous, so we're going with what, you know, is readily available. We want people to learn a little bit more about the technology available to them. Yep. And to feel comfortable, but also to start to have a conversation with U3A Healesville. So a little bit down the track, and hopefully not too far down the track, Alan, we would love to be able to work online with other organisations as well. Yep. So not just our own members. Yep. You know, step one, of course, is to get ourselves organised, you know, through Google, organise our content. Hopefully then our course leaders, you know, step into that space and, you know, can really make terrific course content available through Google Workspace.
Could you see the day when you're running some of your programs just totally remote?
It can be done. So U3A Network Victoria offers so many courses online.
Yes.
So there's a terrific variety of courses and resources available to U3A members.
Yep.
So if people want to learn something but they don't have a course leader available, there's content available through U3A Network Victoria, even down to art and craft, you know. So it doesn't have to be academic. It can be quite practical.
So If you're a member of the U3A Healesville, you can access that. So how would you access that? onto a program that you might want. We'll say art and craft or something.
Through their website. So on their website, yep. All members can go online. Yep. They just log in and they can just see what's available. And they have terrific support groups. So for committee members, you know, you might want to be speaking to other committee members, or if you're running, you know, your members' Facebook page and you need some technical support with that. They've got tech support for just about everything that we do through U3A. So being tech savvy has a lot of benefits, you know, from yep. Being able to just do more online, get more information online, engage with people online. So, you know, you can become part of groups that share an interest, or you might have a technical focus that you need to, you know, sort of sort through together. But what would be terrific for Healesville is if the organisations that U3A Healesville is involved with can actually come together online through Google Workspace, where we can work together,
yep.
you know, store content, share content, have chats. So that's kind of like next step for us. You know, our first step is to get some of our own folk working yep. online comfortably, but then for our organisation to connect with other organisations yep. online, I think that would be a real boon for us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
One of the things that, and I hate talking about COVID because it was a terrible time, but one of the things that certainly for me it propelled me further into being onto online mm-hmm. because to start with it was so easy, like you just didn't necessarily do it, and all of a sudden you were going to be sitting out there by yourself, you couldn't have contact with anybody. And I think that a lot of people through COVID realised that we just need to get more online, whether we mm-hmm. like it or not.
Correct. And people became really creative. Actually, one of the upsides of that whole lockdown period was the way in which people found really creative, fun ways to connect.
Yep.
So with Healesville Community Choir, we were a separate small group outside of U3A.
Yep.
And
you belong to so many organisations.
I enjoyed. Have some fun.
Yep.
But because it's really hard to sing together online yep. via Zoom, we started to do some really fun things together, like have open mic nights. So, you know, so it was great. So for the choir members,
yep.
we couldn't do a rehearsal that involved, you know, unison singing because, you know, yep. you'd be out of sync.
Yep.
But to stay online and to stay connected, we would have things like open mic nights and then songwriting. And so a lot of creative things happened as a result of us actually being physically locked down and separated.
Yeah, it's true. We actually, I would have never believed we could do it. We actually ran community connections online.
Hmm.
I was able to be at my place. Well, because Greg was allowed to be in here, I was able to log on at my place. A guest logged on at their place, and we were able to do 3 hours of what we do here.
Exactly.
So, and if you'd have told me 5 years ago I could do that, I'd have laughed, to be honest with you.
And I think one of the things that happens too around people having a certain view of how technology might impact your life
yep.
can actually be dispelled a little bit. So one common comment is, like, the more you use technology, the less connected you are to people and you become quite isolated. Yes, it is possible, yep. but it doesn't have to be the absolute outcome. No. So I think for us, our message is really around use technology to enhance your life so you can do the things you need to do and maintain contact. So for you, like for an organisation like U3A, we are about people. We are about people being yep. together, enjoying time together and, you know, and having that human experience. But that doesn't mean it's either or. It's not like either you use technology or you're a people person.
The other thing is too that one of the things I always believe is you shouldn't become a slave to technology. It should work for you, not you work for it.
Mm. Correct. So, put it to good use for yourself. Don't be afraid of it and just help yourself to enhance your life with yep. what's literally at your fingertips.
Yeah, and there's so much. Got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Jolene, 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 don't play my plan. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
like submarine, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
That was Miley Cyrus doing an old Dolly Parton song, Jolene, and that was out of 223. Anyway, we're getting back here. Michael, there are a couple of other things you wanted to talk about. Well, we've got some new courses coming up at U3A.
Absolutely, Alan. Thanks for that. We do have. We've got three new courses coming up starting in Term 4. I'm going to just give you the names of them. Ethno's got a bit of detail, and so between us we can swap.
Sounds good.
The first course...
Be a tag team.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Draw Your Life is a new one for us. And that's
Draw Your Life.
Draw Your Life. And that's where you're going to be invited to actually create a bit of your life story in a picture-type format.
That sounds all right.
It's actually designed for people who can't draw.
I was going to ask that. Do you have to be a drawer?
Oh, no. I could do it. Even I could do it. It's a simple way. They're going to use cartoon shorthand techniques, so you'll be learning a new skill as well.
Yep.
And various stickers to represent your life story. So everybody has a story, as you can appreciate.
Yep.
And a lot of people don't realise that they actually have a story.
Yep.
So this is going to be a great opportunity for people to get out and just get a feel for what they've actually done in their life.
Sounds like terrific. Yep.
Which is great. So that's coming on. Another one is called Dancing the Elements with Wu Tao. And so
you've got to tell me what that is.
It's actually about movement. It's about physicality. It's about being flexible. And it's actually looking at the five particular dances for Wu Tao. So Wu Tao is a Chinese principles based on qi, as in your vital energy.
Yep.
And what we've got there is we're going to be learning those five traditional dances that go with the Wu Tao. So there's air, water, wood, fire, and earth.
So is it designed to make you feel good, or is it designed to keep your body supple?
It's actually both.
I thought you might say that.
It'll work on both. It's designed to help tone your body a little bit more, and also, of course, to make you feel good, get more flexibility in your body as well, and just to actually start a little bit of meditative process as well. So there's so many benefits involved in that.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to that one coming on, and that's on Mondays, starting in Term 4.
Are these all down at the old courthouse? Or
no, not all down at the courthouse, I think.
So Wu Tao, that will be at the Senior Citizens Club.
Yep.
And others will be at the courthouse indeed. The Draw Your Life will be at the courthouse for sure. And the other one that we've got is an introduction to allied health therapies and modalities. So if you're interested in learning more about allied health, so not just your traditional Western medicines, but some of those ones that are branching off there, Shiatsu, for example, Bowen therapy, Feldenkrais, and various other ones, that's going to be the focus of this one. This is just at this stage, this one, the introduction to allied therapies, is running just for this term, Term 4 only.
Just to see how it operates?
But it's also, it's an introduction. It's for you to get a feel for what they are, what they do, how they can work together. So we're not actually offering therapy. We're not doing that at all. It's an informational...
An introduction to it.
Yeah, so you can learn a little bit more about what's out there. So we have, as I mentioned, Shiatsu. There's Bowen Therapy is another one. Feldenkrais, Reiki.
What actually is Reiki? I've heard of that, but I don't know.
Reiki's... You're very good at asking these questions, Alan.
That's what I'm here for.
I can tell you just based on my own experience, okay? But Reiki is pretty much healing energy through hand movements and transferring the energy from one person to another.
Now, so it's not just for yourself. You're helping someone else.
Yes, you can help someone else when if you're a Reiki practitioner, of course.
Yep.
But the concept of Reiki is healing in different ways and giving energy back into your body depending on where you are. Now, for me, that was my watch, I beg your pardon, tapping away. For me, my experience with Reiki, I put my hand down one day at my brother-in-law's house on a piece of metal that I had no idea he'd been using a welding material on.
Yep.
So I ended up immediately with burn marks on my hand.
Yep.
My sister-in-law was a Reiki practitioner, and she came along, and within 15 minutes, my hand had nothing to even show. And I couldn't believe it.
That's amazing, isn't it?
I could not believe it. A lot of people... discount things like Reiki as weird practices, but I've survived.
Pardon me, anyone who doesn't understand something very often puts it down, don't they?
They do.
That's their first reaction.
Yep.
They'll put it down. Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the Eastern the Eastern modalities, if you like. And you do have to go through a number of different areas in order to become a practitioner. I haven't really gone into it that much.
Yep.
I just know that at that particular time, it worked for me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think it's you've got to keep your mind open to a lot of different things as we get older, because there's so much out there that, you know, that is available to us.
We haven't invented everything in the last 100 years, have we?
Absolutely.
There's been stuff that's been around for thousands of years.
Absolutely. Look at the wheel. Have they improved that?
No, they haven't.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to take a quick break.
We'll be back.
And that was Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Oh, what a night. And just a quick reminder, I'll be here Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. We'll be playing all the hits out of the 60s. And then, as I said before, between 8 and 10, I'd better calm it down because I have the speakers blaring away, bouncing off the walls. So I'll calm it down and we'll have a little faith between 8 and 10. Love to have you along. And, of course, next Wednesday we've got 3 interviews and one of them being our legal hour. So we'd be only too happy to pose them with any questions. But we're here talking about mainly U3A, well, not mainly U3A, but one of the big things that we really want to give another burst. I hope you've got a bit of paper and pencil ready to take it down while Ethne give you some more details about this. Get organised online.
Wonderful. Thank you, Alan. Yes, we're really excited about this because we can bring the community together to have a chat about all the amazing technology literally at our fingertips, how we can use it, how we can stay safe online, and how we can actually really manage content, share content safely. So to give you the date, it is Sunday the 26th of October, starting at 10:30 a.m, ending at around 12:30, so a nice short session. It will be at the Healesville Senior Citizens Club here in Healesville, 18 Green Street. We do have information on our website, which is www.healesvilleu3a.org.au. And so we just encourage you to check that out. But we'll also post all of this to our Facebook page. So,
which is,
Michael?
Well, basically, all you've got to do is get onto Facebook and type in your search engine U3A Healesville and you'll find us.
Fantastic. So we'll have all the links there. We'll also include an email address. And just a reminder, it's not just for U3A folk. It's for the whole community and it's for us to have a good conversation about technology.
Do they need to book in?
No, we haven't gone that far. We don't expect that we're going to, you know, have to turn people away.
Right.
But we would just encourage people just to show up, to show up. Yep.
Ethne, what about for people who are thinking of buying an iPad? Will they be catered for too? Because I presume, do you expect everybody to bring their iPhone and their iPad or whatever they're using?
No, we don't. We won't really have time for a lot of one-to-one. People will have their phone anyway because you go nowhere without your phone.
Yep.
So if you turn up, you are likely to have your phone with you.
Yep.
You don't need to bring your iPad or a laptop or anything else. So
I'm just trying to find out what the format will be. So will the person be saying, well, these are the apps that you could use, they're safe.
Yes.
And don't touch any of them? Or?
Well, what Katie will do for that general part of the event is that she will show what's available. So she's got a great presentation, you know, so if you're an Apple user, you can still see what, you know, is part of the Google suite, the commonly used apps. So she'll demonstrate it. So it'll be up on a screen. People can see what's there. She'll chat about how she uses Google apps. So it's very much a practical demonstration. She'll chat about her own experiences and how she uses it.
Just before you go on, you mentioned Android. Are you saying that iPad and iPhones can't get onto Google? Is that...
They can. So
I was going to say, because mine does. I was just wondering, maybe I misunderstood.
No. So there's a misconception that it's either or. But if you're an Apple user, you can still use Google apps. But for many Apple users, they will tend to, you know, want to just stick with Apple products. But really, Google is available to all, you know, device users.
I'm on the iPad and the iPhone, but mine's got Google on it.
Mm. Yeah, fantastic.
Sorry, I just need to clarify that.
No, absolutely. Then the second half is actually going to be that sort of next step along where, you know, how people can work together online with something like Google Workspace, which has become a really common platform for organisations to use, and it's free for not-for-profits, which is another reason why it's become that popular.
Yep.
So you can apply to Google as a not-for-profit organisation. You get the full suite. You get about a terabyte worth of free space. So it's a fantastic offering.
Yep.
So we're encouraging it. Again, not that we're spruiking Google because we've got vested interest, but it's out there. It's out there and it's free and it's what people use.
And a lot of people do use it, I must say.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're getting into that space. We want to jump into that space with other organisations as well. So it really is about those community connections using technology.
And the problem's going to be if you don't get involved, you're going to get left behind because even for older people, the grandkids are using it all the time. And if you can't be part of that whole system, unfortunately, whether you like it or not, we really need to get onto it. Date and time again, please. We can't say this too often.
Thank you so much. So Sunday, 26th of October, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Healesville Senior Citizens Club, 18 Green Street, Healesville. And you can check our website, which is www.healesvilleu3a.org.au, and we'll also post all of this information to our Facebook page, U3A Healesville.
Can't get better than that. There's plenty of opportunities to get on. Look, I think it's a great idea. When you put it to me that what it was going to be about, I know we talked to U3A about a lot of programs, and we will before the end, during this next term, probably in a week or so. But what we really want to do is to get behind this, because I think it's just a terrific idea. And as I said, technology, we shouldn't be a slave to, but we should know how to use it.
Correct.
Otherwise, we're going to get left behind. Now, we've got a couple of minutes before we go. Have you got anything else that you want to say before we go? Or we covered everything?
We've pretty much covered everything.
I just thought of one thing.
Go.
Michael mentioned the AGM. So have we got any new members on the committee?
Indeed, we have. Some of our committee members this year have stepped down, and some of them are continuing on in ex officio roles. So we had some vacancies for some new members to step up to the committee. So we have two new members that are joining us. So that's Deb and Ron. You'll get to meet them over time.
Yep.
And we welcome them indeed to the committee. And we're looking forward very much to the next year working with everybody, because we've started some really good things and we just want to continue and just roll on. Yeah. So one of those big initiatives is about the Google Workspace that we've been talking about as well.
I think it's a terrific idea. Mm. And from the moment you mentioned it, I just think that's a winner.
Yeah.
So it's on I keep on mentioning this.
Sunday, the 26th of October.
I don't want to see people miss out.
Sunday, 26th of October, 10:30 a.m. till around about 12:30 yep. in the afternoon. And that's at the Healesville Senior Citizens Club in Green Street.
Yep, great little venue down there. I was parked out the front of it last Sunday afternoon when I went for a walk along the shop. So it's a great little venue there.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. Good. And I wanted to thank you for stopping by the Healesville Community Garden a few weeks ago, Alan. It was lovely to get some photos from you to say, you know, you'd had a walk through and really enjoyed it. That was
really
wonderful.
I've spoken to you on a number of occasions about FA, and I thought, I must go down, because I do. Every second Sunday I do 12 till 3, and then I organise the night show, and then I thought, I've got a half an hour or so, I'll go down and have a look. It was a terrific little setup. I didn't realise what I knew the concept, but I had never been down there. I think it's a great idea.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's a really good asset for the community.
I totally agree. Look, it's time for me to go. I've got about 30 seconds to go. Michael will be along with the Council Connections at 2 o'clock. As I said, I'll be back on Sunday night between 6 and 10. And then, of course, I'll be back next Wednesday with Community Connections. Certainly go down and talk to see this group on the 26th. And just quickly before we go, tell us when the extravaganza is on again. I think it's the 23rd and 30th of November.
It is indeed, Sunday the 23rd and Sunday the 30th of November.
Got to go. Thanks for your time.